welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one, TNT D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T.
Oh, well, it's a very special professional edition of the Crazy Town Podcast. Shirt and tie fucking event here today. Not really.
Yeah, we're professionals and shit.
Yeah, dude, absolutely.
Jonas is totally wearing gym shorts.
Yeah, so are you. So we want to thank you for joining us live on twitch.tv/crazytownmedialive. We also have an experiment going today. I think we're broadcasting on 6 different things. I'm not going to give all the
new because we don't know.
Yeah, honestly. Mixer, YouTube, Periscope.
You just D-Live. Said you weren't
no,
going to say them.
The addresses, but yeah. So, but if you aren't or want to follow us on one of those things, do that.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you. I'm telling you to do that.
Not going to follow you on.
So, D-Live. But please make sure to check us out on our social media at Crazy Town Media on Instagram, Twitter, and of course, the cornucopia of continuous information, thecrazytown.com. TNT, how are you?
I'm good. You done?
Dude, I'm done pimping shit. I'm relaxing now. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, dude. So, you know, first time trying to do anything. We're making things happen.
Yeah, we're
making everyone happy. We're making the world a better place.
All right,
second at a time.
I need you to chill the fuck out.
Oh, dude, I'm already fucking.
Let's do our rock, paper, scissors thing, get into this content.
Okay, ready?
Fuck.
Boom! First up today.
God damn it.
What, you want to go?
No,
I'll give you a pity go.
No, dude.
All right.
I don't want your pity.
Well, you better step up the paper scissor game.
What do you think this is? All right. Let's go.
All right. Cool. So, have you ever heard of a 3D printer?
Yeah. Yeah, 3D printers, man. They're up and coming. They're on the rise.
Oh, dude. I've never used one, mm-hmm. but I kind of want to. I kind of want to make, like, stuff. Like, I see people on Reddit all the time. They print things that I don't even know that I need that, but I fucking need
you
that.
You do not need that.
Dude, if I'm, like, sitting around, I'm like, you know what? I want to make a stand for my cell phone so I can be, like, running down the street and, like, have it, like, on my back and come up and in front
dude,
of me.
Dude, you don't need that.
Yeah.
No.
But
nobody needs anything you can print with a 3D printer. That's why it's, like, oh.
We can 3D print free guns.
No, you're not going to do that because then the FBI will be looking.
Yeah, for dude, I don't want the FBI here.
Exactly.
All right. Israeli scientists have 3D printed a heart.
Really?
Yes.
A functional one.
Yes. It's kind of. Oh. I'm going to get into that.
All right. Hold on. So, maybe you need that.
Yes. Exactly. I didn't even know this shit was possible. So
that's pretty cool. All right.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's what I thought. So it's a 3D printed heart. They used it has human tissue and vessels, but it's a really long way from being used like in people. This is the first time it's ever been done, but they hope that one day they can make full replacement hearts or patches for hearts for people who have like holes in their ventricles and shit like that.
Sure.
You know, just pat or things like that. So it's
people with fucked up hearts. I got
right,
you.
Exactly. Not broken ones, though.
Oh, because
legitimate physical.
There's no way to mend one of those.
Only crack. Oh, wait. Sorry. That was a wrong time, wrong place joke. So I guess this time they made a heart. It was about the size of a rabbit heart. So it's about the size of a cherry.
So they basically 3D printed a keychain.
No. But listen, this is why this is important. No. It's the first time that it's had cells, blood vessels, ventricles, and chambers of the heart.
Wait a minute. They 3D printed cells?
Yes. And I'm going to get into that too. Exactly.
I don't get.
So it says but once they've created the heart, they have to train it to act like a heart. So, but they've been able to figure it out how to contract it. But they can't get it to pump yet. So, like, they can get the muscles to contract, but they can't get it to pump. And that's, like, where they're working.
3D printed muscles?
Yeah, dude. But here's how they do it. So they're hoping that within, like, a year or so that they can actually get one of these hearts in an animal for a transplant to see if it works. That's their goal. Yeah. And then they said, obviously, humans, you're probably talking a decade before this is even pliable.
Yeah, all.
But basically, the ink for these was basically made from biopsies of fatty tissue, and then I imagine they probably clone the tissue and use it to make, so like the ink per se is real fucking tissue.
Yeah. I get you.
And the, what they said, the reason that that's important is that, like, so say like you needed a 3D printed heart, your body wouldn't reject it. It would be used with your own DNA. Because they would use your biopsy fatty tissue to create the ink to make the
no heart. Need for anti-rejection meds, which absolutely suck. I'm here to fucking tell you.
Yeah, but
anti-rejection meds are terrible.
Guess who's going to fight that? The anti-rejection med companies.
Oh, yeah, dude. They're making big bank out there.
Well, I mean, it's no secret. They don't want you to get better.
Exactly.
I mean, they want you to have to keep taking their medicine.
There's no money in the cure, man.
Right. Absolutely.
Dr. CB. He's still alive.
Who's that?
Maybe next podcast, Lemus. Right. Maybe next podcast.
Wow. Wow. So I thought that was really fucking cool, man. Like, now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Would you want a 3D printed heart?
Absolutely. I think it's great if they're going to make advancements with it.
Right. You know?
Like,
yeah.
It could, a 3D print, yeah, why not, dude?
Dude.
Even if you got to get that bitch replaced, I mean, you probably die.
What if they could, like, 3D print you a new penis? Like, you unhappy with your penis? They'll just 3D print you whatever you want. For all the men out there with micro penises, they can 3D print themselves a real working penis.
This is, no, Johnny. Okay, well, yeah, I mean, that's great. No, yeah. I don't have a problem in that department. But... still a great idea. 3D. What else would you even want 3D printed?
Well, I mean,
man?
I guess you could 3D print a lot of different stuff.
I mean, the important stuff is a given. But, like, you know, like, I got an extra couple extra bucks on me. Let's go 3D print myself an extra or a bigger. You want more fingers?
And a thumb on the right hand side too.
You want two thumbs?
Well, dude, I mean, I can touch these like this. Right, for those of you not watching live, you're listening on replay on Spotify or iTunes. That's
called an opposable thumb.
Yeah, but then I put the other thumb on the other side, dude. I could fucking palm a goddamn tire.
Oh yeah, and how's that gonna help?
When I go to tire palming competitions, you know how I spend my weekends.
I want wings, 3D printed.
Yeah,
wings.
But they can't.
What, dude? If they're making hearts, dude, they're going to make me some goddamn wings. I want to be a superhero, all right?
Okay, let me ask you this.
I want to be Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle.
I don't remember who played the guy with the wings.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon did in Dogma. They were angels with wings.
Leave it to Jonas to go back to 1987.
Yeah, 2000, yes. 92. Would you want to be the first person to get the heart implanted?
I mean, it's got to be somebody. So.
But I think it's kind of the same thing with the assisted suicide we talked about. Like, they aren't going to just be, you're all like, you know, getting a little older, they're going to need a new heart. They're not just going to, like, get you a new heart. You're going to be on a list. You're going to have, you know what I mean?
I mean, but the list would be significantly shorter because then you're, like, waiting for people to donate a heart versus they can just build you one.
Well, all the people on that list, but, I mean, they only got one machine.
So, like, wait, I got a real question here.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of a mind blower.
Yeah.
Can they 3D print water? Think about it.
Would they want to?
Can they 3D print air? Think about it.
All right. You think about that one too, friend.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, man, it's your turn. We'll leave the 3D printed air and then jump into something else.
God bless America, land that I love.
Okay.
You know that
God
song?
God bless America, something.
That song makes you proud, don't it?
I guess.
Jonas, you look nice, man. I like the red stripe with the red tie.
Yeah, that was kind of how I did it. It goes all the way down straight to my nethers.
I'm glad you're matching today.
Yeah, dude, I'm trying.
You know that song, Jonas.
I mean, I've heard it.
It's sung at baseball games, at NFL games.
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends. A lot of times you do the national.
Do you know who sings it?
Are they a racist?
Of course. Jonas, don't be silly.
Oh, okay.
That song is sung by Kate Smith.
Kate Smith.
Yeah, Kate Smith was born teen in 1907, so.
Wow, we hung out once.
All right. No. She died in 1986.
Yeah, we hung out once.
It turns out that the New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Flyers have decided to stop playing that song at their games.
The Yankees and the Flyers?
Yes.
Hockey and baseball?
Both. Yeah.
Okay.
They decided to stop playing.
Why is that?
Well, Jonas, you're right. She's a fucking racist.
She, no shit.
So Kate Smith also had other classic hits in her repertoire.
They took out the hidden N-word in God Bless America.
No, it wasn't in this song. But she had other classic hits, Jesus. Such as Pickaninny Heaven. Not familiar with the firm Pickaninny? It's a racist term used to describe young black children. Don't use it at
what was the name of the song?
Pickaninny Haven.
Oh.
It encouraged young black children to do their work for nice big pieces of watermelon.
Oh my God. Are you fucking kidding me?
All right, but that's not even the worst
boy.
One.
Oh boy.
Because, oh my God, it's a deep cut, Jonas, but it is a classic
him.
I'm Casey Kasem, and that's why darkies were born in 1939. God. Where get the chorus, Jonas, this hit chorus.
Oh God.
Someone had to pick the cotton, someone had to shuck the corn, someone had to slave and sing, and that's why darkies were born.
Oh my God.
So Jonas,
the same bitch who wrote God Bless America that is sung like it's like a hymn of the nation.
So naturally, Jonas, we've decided to stop playing her song. Well, certain.
How did this just come to light in 2019?
Dude,
20-19.
And, you know, and this is the thing. It's like certain people are looking at it. I know that you're an ally, Jonas, so I don't expect you to have the same ideal as some people. But some people have looked at it and they're like, you know, that happened back in 1939 when, you know, racism was very common, and it's still pretty common. I don't want to. Back when it was common. So we really can't be mad at her for that. It's still a classic song, and it is. It's almost up there with the national anthem. There are covers of it, mind you. And
the other two are like, God,
no, not the pick. No, not the darkie song. There's covers of God Bless America that they may still perform, but they have decided to stop performing her version, which I believe maybe, I don't know if she's still getting royalties off of it in some way, but I'm sure they might have to like pay her estate to continuously use
what
the
has
song.
To be, what do they call it when their copyright runs out? Open,
free domain?
Yeah, whatever.
What do you call that?
Something domain. Public domain.
Public domain.
Yeah.
It may be.
I mean, I would think at this point.
Yeah, 1930. Oh, no, that was the other song.
Oh, wait, so many years after their death.
Oh, yeah. She died in 1986.
Oh, so it might not be yet.
Yeah.
What they're going to do is change the word.
No, they'll just have somebody cover it. Because covering it is free.
They're going to give it to Kanye.
So, I don't know, Jonas, man. It kind of struck me. It's like, you know, I know there's a big discussion with, like, tearing down the Confederate statues and not utilizing the Confederate flag. And, yeah, I know. I did it on purpose.
I know. I got you. I feel where you're at today.
Sometimes if all they can speak is dog, you got to bark for them. All right? So, there's been controversy with tearing down
For those of you not watching live, he's wearing a Confederate flag mask today. I'm wearing an American flag mask. Go figure.
I know, dude. We're opposites.
Right.
Yin and yang, Jonas.
Yeah, right? Hot.
Oh, shit, dude. If we fuse, dude, we make the ultimate
all
team.
With our powers combined, we make...
An American. All right. So, yeah, I don't know. So, there's been a lot of controversy with the taking down of the Confederate figures and imagery.
Right.
And...
Do you notice that kind of like... That was like real big for a minute. Then everybody was just like...
I want you to say something about it, Jonas.
What?
Because hearing it from me, you know how we feel. Jonas, tell them.
What? How
tell
I feel
him.
About taking that shit down?
Yeah, tell
them. I mean, it was, like, I guess part of our country's history. Like, I don't think, like, it shouldn't be taught in schools and shit, but celebrating people that
ooh,
did that.
Ooh, Jonas, God damn it, you just took the words right out of my mouth. Keep it going.
But
keep
I don't going. Think I don't think we should celebrate them with statues and figures and monuments. Like, that's, I mean, that's almost like saying, like, good job, guy. Here's a big fucking statue.
In Nazi Germany, they eliminated all traces of that Nazi history in every aspect. Well, nearly every aspect.
Right.
It's not accepted there.
Right.
They
still teach about it.
You have to teach about it. But they look at it as a public shame on who they were as a people.
Right.
And that is the way they approach that dark part of their history. America has to learn to, no pun intended, they need to face that dark part of their history. And they need to eliminate anything that celebrates.
And the thing about that is, like, it was only part of the country that was like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't the full country. It was mm-hmm. like, it was almost like it was like an uprising of, like, anti- You know what I mean? It's weird because it's like it wasn't like the South was its own country. It wasn't all of the United States.
Yeah.
But it was like all of a sudden they're like, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna like be all good with racism and like do shit everybody up north is like, whoa.
Look, Jonas, I ain't gonna say everybody up north. It was still pretty bad everywhere. It was just worse in the South.
Oh, well, yeah. Well,
it was like being in a room where somebody just took a shit. Yeah, the toilet's really bad, but we got a little bit of whiff of it up here in New York and Ohio.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
So, but yeah, absolutely. I agree is that it was terribly popularized in the South.
They had whole states and governments buying into that
shit. Exactly, man. That'd be crazy.
I mean, it's almost like the equivalent, like, if today, if, like, the KKK rose up in the South and, like, states were like, you know what? We're all big Klan states now. We're going to fucking... And it'd be like, what the fuck is going on with the world right now? Like,
so, you know what, Jonas? I'm very, very happy with the fact that, yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Right.
You can say whatever you want in the privacy of your home. You can say whatever you want out there in public.
We can say right now whatever the hell we wanted.
But you are responsible for what you say.
We have said this before.
That is the very premise of what life is, man. Whether you go into the Bible or whether you go to science, you can say whatever you want, but you're accountable for what the fuck you say and do, for that matter.
Yeah. I mean, not everyone believes that they are, but you totally are.
Yeah, people mad. Oh, man, we can't call...
People love to say shit and then be like, what do you mean I gotta be accountable for what I said?
What do you mean I can't say the F word that rhymes with maggot anymore? What are you talking about? I can't call them that anymore? What? No, you can, dude. when a homosexual whoops your fucking ass.
Right. Or you put it on fucking Facebook and everyone's like, oh.
We don't fuck with you anymore and you lost your job.
That's how you are? Oh, okay.
Oh, this one quick one. There was also, do you remember the song? Da-na-na-na-na-na. Hey, da-na-na-na. They took that out of the NFL. They stopped playing that song. You know why?
Was it racist too?
Gary Glitter, 16 years in prison. Child pedophile. He was a pedophile.
Oh, Jesus. The guy who wrote the da 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 da.
Hey! Da, 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 da.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah, Jonas. I recently had to stop listening to Pantera because of that whole idea. Google that one, kids. We ain't going to get into that now. But let's keep going, man.
What's that guy's name? I don't remember. He's a douche.
I don't know. Johnny Pantera. That shit was literally in my CD player. I had to take
dude,
it out.
Dude, I know. I've listened to Pantera in your fucking Crazy Town fucking limo.
The Crazy Town mobile?
Yeah, dude. All right.
You're up to again.
Have you ever heard of pornography?
Jonas, you know what? I'm going to fucking kill you one of these days.
Wow. You hear what he heard? You hear what he said?
It's not a race
thing
either.
If I end up murdered.
Yeah.
April 23rd.
It's me. I did it.
So United Kingdom, the UK, has...
Thank you for that clarification.
I think maybe people didn't know what I was talking about.
You think our listeners are stupid?
No, dude.
Okay, well, keep it going.
I think they're very cultured human beings, us.
They're probably smarter than us.
Oh, I bet.
Definitely.
They're funnier than us.
Oh, my God. We're so terrible,
I know,
dude.
Right? Anyways, so as of July 15th, they have essentially a porno ban on their internet.
I heard about this.
Did you?
It fucking struck me.
It's crazy.
It's a fucking
nuts. I get it, but there's some problems with it, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, besides the fact that you should just be able to watch porno if you don't watch porno, but all internet users who try to access adult content online will be forced to prove their identity that they're over 18 years old.
Yep.
Any commercial carrier of porno has to do a robust, that was in quotes, for those of you not watching live,
I like
shame
that.
On you, you should be, age verification checks. So, that could include things such as entering in your personal data to verify your identity, or they may do something where you could buy like a porno pass from like a store or somewhere where you could show ID or whatever.
Yeah.
Something like that, which I don't get that because you could just get like, you know, kids at the liquor store, like, hey, will you buy us beer? Like, hey, will you buy me a porno pass? It's going to be the same thing. Anyways.
True story.
So it said it would be very rigorous, not just like type your age and click a checkbox. I guess that's how it is now. I wouldn't know. I don't watch pornography.
Yo.
It said if sites do not comply, they can be blocked 100% from anyone in the United Kingdom accessing them, period. Blacklisted, per se, from the general public.
Damn.
And this is to keep minors away from pornography before they hit the age of consent.
The question is that going to work, though, honestly?
I don't feel it will.
It seems like an awful stringent.
Oh, it seems like fucking dropping the hammer. Like, yeah, Karl Marx and shit.
How are porn sites going to survive?
They're going to survive.
I don't know, dude. Okay. Who pays for porn anymore,
besides
honestly?
The general, this is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Here is my biggest concern with this. So,
slippery slope.
I guess I don't even mind verifying your age, because back in the day, they used to be like, here, use a credit card, because you have to be 18 to get a credit card. People would just steal their parents' credit cards and do, you know, same shit.
Yeah.
This is the day and age of data mining, hacking, collecting information.
Very good, Jonas. So, I was wondering if you were going to get there.
So you have this huge database that's secure. Nothing is fucking secure anymore at all. I mean, credit bureaus are getting hacked. They should be the most secure thing in the fucking world.
One more thing, you got to enter your credit card information.
Right, or your – so anything. So, I mean, granted, like, I wouldn't care if someone was like, oh, Jonas went to a porn site, but – I do care if they have my name, address, date of birth, fucking...
And what if it was a specific porn site?
Oh, they're just like, oh, you go to this.com.
Why are you watching Foxy Girls on Furries?
Right. But it just seems like it's a giant setup to have consumers' data stolen.
It seems that way.
I don't know...
Because somebody has to keep that information.
But, like, here's my thing. You know how hard this is going to be to internet and implement and enforce? Shouldn't they be going after terrorists or fucking cocaine smugglers or fucking pedophiles or murderers, rapists?
Pornography is immoral, Jonas.
It's the devil, I guess.
We have to worry about the children. You know, funny thing is that I think it's Hawaii. I'm not 100% sure.
Right.
Okay. But they just recently did something similar.
Really?
Where... all the, like, the Wi-Fi companies or cable companies or whoever supplies their Wi-Fi, they make you pay a fee, a one-time fee. I think it's like $20, or you can't have adult, you can't visit adult sites while you're there. Yeah. So, I mean,
you know what? That's actually kind of genius.
You think that's better?
I do, because if you have kids and you don't want them going to porn sites, you just don't pay the $20. All the porn's blocked. They can't get on it no matter what.
Yeah, but then I can't get on it either.
Well, right.
I need this.
Well, I understand what you mean. But, like, if you're a 50-year-old dude who is no longer...
Your kids better be out the goddamn house by that age.
That's true, right? I guess, too.
Yeah, so I don't know. Either way, it seems like a lot of different communities, whether it be... I think it's Hawaii in the UK. They feel like this pornography thing is out of hand. And it kind of is, honestly.
I mean...
But is it like, who the fuck cares?
I was jacking off
the porn in the basement of my parents' house when I was 12 years old, just like everybody else.
I mean, what I was going to say is, like, who didn't have... Even before the internet, I mean, obviously...
Yeah.
Porn, like, it's like, you know, they say 6 degrees of separation. It's like, you can find porno within, like, 3 clicks on the internet if you're on Disney's website. Like, you can find porno easily. So I get the...
Especially if you're on Disney's website.
Right. They don't want people accidentally stumbling upon it. But who... Yeah. Didn't look at some sort of pornography before they were 18. Even if you're talking something as simple as like a picture of a naked woman in Playboy, or you're talking full on penetration porno movie. I mean, I saw Playboys when I was a kid because you find them somehow. You know what I mean? You find your first porno movie even back when you can only watch it on VHS tape back a long time. You found it somehow.
I honestly cannot think of how I got my first porno mag. Yeah, I'm old. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Do you know where you got your first one? I remember what it was, but I don't remember how I got it.
Like hardcore, like just like a Playboy or something. Like no, like something like Hustler.
What the
penthouse?
Fuck are you talking?
Something
about?
Like Hustler, Penthouse, like a real, or just like a Playboy. Or
your
just a
first
naked girl.
One, dude. I don't care about how good it was and how good the jerk was, dude.
I remember. How I got the, like, a full magazine or just like a photo or something?
Yeah, I mean, no, like, yeah, I guess like a full magazine.
I used to rent the movies that had boobs in them, I think. Like, that's that, like,
nah, that doesn't really count. I'm talking about like
a Playboy.
Nah.
A sex scene in a movie is better than just like a picture.
Like, I remember watching, like, when we had Showtime, because they had, like, the free weekend of Showtime, and I would definitely stay up until night and sneak into the living room and be watching, like, titty movies and shit.
Naughty nurses get killed by the slasher.com.
Fucking free Skinamax, are you kidding me?
Yeah, right. So, But
my first porno mag was definitely a Playboy, but I couldn't even tell you where I got it from. I found it?
Yeah.
I might have stole it from somebody at school. Maybe that's what happened.
You beat them up, took their fucking skin magazines.
Dynamite's got to do what a dynamite's got to do.
So, but no, I just thought that was unique. That was kind of strange.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I don't know, man. It was something else. That was
So they're trying to get rid of porn, man. You better archive all your important.
That ain't gonna happen. Dude.
Files now. I don't know. I got it. You don't have a spank bank. I'm not talking about the one you keep up here. I'm talking about the one you got on hard disk.
Oh, well, I mean, we all were around before the internet and streaming, dude. So anyone around before then.
Dude, look, if they killed all the porn out there, I'm good. Talk to your boy Dynamite.
Right. At TNT Dynamite on Twitter. Hit him up. He'll send you some.
I've got everything you need, dude, backed up.
Oh, Jesus.
Gigs worth. All right.
Jesus.
I don't use it. It's like
collecting.
It was back when I used to collect.
Yeah, hey.
So at least they're younger, I think. Not that young. You don't be gross. All right, so is it my turn?
After that, yes.
Look, focus.
I'm focused, dude.
All right, I told you I was going to talk about this last week. You have to go back, and he told you about where to find us, and you can go look at some of our older videos. Man. But this is about China and censorship.
Yeah, we talked about China being Big Brother, dude.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But what you don't realize is that they're Big Brother and we're Little Brother. We can't do nothing about it at this point. All right, so China has a lot of censorship going on. You're aware of this.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
From video games to...
Yeah, here we have freedom. Video games is kind of what I want to focus on, too, because that's my love. I love video games. And we play video games on our channel, so why not talk about them?
Yes.
So here we have freedom of speech and a lot of video
games. Not as much as we used to, but yes, we do.
I can't say the N-word. There ain't no freedom. Anyway. So here, like, controversy in a video game might even help sell that video game because...
Oh, yeah, like
even
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There was recently a game that was like a rape simulator that was actually...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude. There's been a ton of them.
But this one was
particularly bad. It was actually banned on Steam. And they've taken kind of like a hands-off approach to like whatever games, which like there's a ton of like bullshit porn games and hentai games all over Steam. But they actually said, we are not going to allow you to have this rape simulator
game. Well, obviously, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, but, you know, they kind of just been like, do whatever you want. But that's just, it's even beautiful that we have that freedom of speech where something like that, it comes into question. And I'm glad that we have morals enough where we're like, we're not going to allow that. But it's like, you can still do it. In China, not so much, man. The games that, you know, a lot of games here have been like murder simulators would never be allowed in China. And because they have a certain decorum that you must adhere to. They got a lot of censorship. But the thing is that you have to know is that China makes a lot more money than we do.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a lot more money. And a lot of these game designers have to adhere to some of their morality, quotation fingers.
To be able to...
In order to sell.
Make money there. Yeah, so China's a big market for video games.
Exactly. Let me give you a few numbers. These are kind of like movies and shit, but... Or at least let me give you this number. Resident Evil Final Chapter, the movie. Did you see that? Absolutely not. Neither did I. Made $26 million in States. That's about one half of its total budget, which I think was like $54 million or some shit.
Those movies are kind of trash, though. They don't stay true.
It made $159 million in China.
Oh.
So if that does not illuminate the fact that you have to make movies that
other countries
are tantalizing, not other countries,
should we, in general. Tantalize China with our podcast?
I would love to, dude. If you want to learn Mandarin, feel free.
All right. So movies. You know what? You know, we know someone. We have a friend of the show who knows Mandarin.
Do we?
Yeah. Melody Pang.
Oh.
Yeah. She came on and played Are You Urban with us a couple times. She speaks Mandarin.
Could we get her on, maybe?
We'll translate live in Mandarin.
No, I'm not using Lizer. We'd have to pay her for that.
Yeah, yeah.
So movies like Transformers, Fast and the Furious, even Pacific Rim, which didn't do so well over here.
What about Judge Dredd?
I honestly, no, Jonas. Nobody in China cares about Judge Dredd. I don't understand how these movies, like, you know, I'm not watching the Fast and Furious anymore. But in China, they're selling, dude. In China, they're selling.
When you have like 1.5 billion people, it's just like a law of averages at that point.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I mean, if we had 1 billion people, I could put myself farting on a drum out and there'd be 1,000 people to listen to it.
I mean, maybe. You just want to fart on drums for the rest of the podcast? You think that'd sell?
Hopefully. Something needs to sell.
Dude, no, because honestly, if we take off as the drum farting podcast, dude, I fucking quit. All right? You can do that shit by yourself.
I get all the money, then.
I'm not going to sit up here and have a bunch of preteen boys jerking off to me farting on a drum on Twitch, all right? I'm not.
Oh, my God.
I'm not, and that's what would happen because they got weird sex habits.
Oh, okay.
So, another number, Apple recorded a $4.8 billion loss when China decided to disable their App Store.
Wow.
$4.8 billion. So these game companies, movies, they are like inadvertently either creating content in their games or not putting content in their games in order to appeal towards what is essentially becoming the larger gaming audience. And
right, their Chinese market is bigger than their American
market.
And
for all extensive purposes, they are the largest gaming market in the world.
Yeah, I could see that.
So, they have a choice. They can either make a China-only version, or they can make games that are only for China.
Why don't they just put, like, a kill switch, and they could, like, if they go, click, everything turns off.
What does that mean?
Like, they have, like, they put
everything turns off? Explain yourself.
They put all the things in the game that are not allowed in China. Mm-hmm. Then, like, but they set it up so they could literally be, like, click, and then those things just aren't in the game.
Because China will be like, it's still in the game and we do not allow this.
Oh.
They fucking got rid of Winnie the Pooh, my dude.
I know, dude.
If you got to meet up with their morality. So, like I said, they can make a China-only version, which is this expensive.
Right.
Or they could just sell it to China and hope
that... Yeah, and, I mean, our games still push the envelope a little bit.
Absolutely, dude. Grand Theft Auto? Murder simulators, dude. We've had Hillary Clinton up there like, these games are terrible and don't play these games. But that only helps sell them here. It's great here, but then you're missing out on $150 million in China. So is it worth it?
Yeah. Back when they were blaming Marilyn Manson for getting people to do school shootings and shit, his record sales are through the fucking roof, man.
Exactly, man. And I don't
Eminem,
know.
Eminem, when he was all controversial, let shot his ass.
I do not know why Americans are into that, dude, but I totally am, too. As soon as I learn that somebody's an asshole, I'm like, let me find out more about this motherfucker.
Yeah, right? You're like, let me see what he does. Let me listen to his music.
So, I mean, that's just kind of what I wanted to get into is that it's going to become more and more, I wouldn't say apparent, but it's going to become more and more predominant that in all of our media that we consume,
yeah,
it's not going to necessarily be geared towards us as much as it has to be geared towards
the bigger market, the Chinese audience.
Money is power, dude.
Oh, absolutely.
It's unfortunate, but it is.
It absolutely is.
That's all I wanted to talk about, man. Give me your next one. Sorry to depress you today. I got to talk about racism and China, Big Brother shit.
I got one that...
Give me a palate cleanse, Jonas.
I think this could be a good palate. This one has no death. I'll put the death story away.
You're putting it away?
We'll pass that on to a future
episode. Say that sumbitch for next week.
Oh, dude. One day I'm going to have to do like... We'll have to sit down for like 3 hours and do the archives of all the shit that we haven't talked about.
I will never sit down for 3 hours. It is hot as fuck. Do you know how this feels?
I do. I wear one.
We never turn the air conditioning on before we do this.
Absolutely.
Dude, it's about to be 100
degrees
time.
In Texas. It's going to be hot as fuck. Yeah, fam. Turn that shit down to like 60.
Yeah, fam. I'm aware.
LSD.
Mm-hmm.
Acid.
I love it. I mean, I've never done it.
I don't know what it is.
I like the way it sounds, though.
It sounds good. So have you ever heard
of... Reminds me of KFC.
Yeah?
A little bit. LSD.
A lusty kiss.
Something about those letters together. I don't know.
All right. Or magic mushrooms.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of microdosing?
I have heard of microdosing.
Okay, yes. For those of you at home, I'll tell you a little bit. I guess it's kind of more popular, I guess, I don't know, in like the tech industry, like real high stress, like demanding jobs. Mm-hmm. Basically, what microdosing is you essentially take a very, very small amount of mushrooms or acid so that you I'll get into this a little more. So, like, essentially, like, you either don't or barely feel the effect at all.
Yeah.
With the idea behind, it makes you more creative. It helps you, like, do whatever. It says here, the idea behind it is elevate work performance, help relationships, and improve stressful daily life.
I mean, I guess.
It says, and before it was all just, you know, hearsay, like, oh, these dudes just like doing acid, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They have done their first placebo-controlled study on microdosing.
And how did it turn out, Jonas?
So what they basically did is they had they were just testing a few things. I'm going to get into this because I find it very interesting. So one of the things that they wanted to find out first was because there's a controversy with microdosing.
Mm-hmm.
Should you feel it at all, or mm-hmm. should you not feel it? Because the point of microdosing is that you get the effects without being fucked up, so you can still perform at a normal level, but you are enhanced. And does it really enhance you or not? Is it all hearsay? Is it like bullshit?
Okay,
you know,
okay.
Are you just trying to get fucked up at work? Like, what's your point?
Which is what it kind of sounds.
That was kind of the point. And some people say that you shouldn't feel it. It should be more like taking like an antidepressant, like Prozac or something, where it just is enough to take the edge off, to get you focused, to get you not feeling like shit, whatever your purpose is.
Respect.
So with these two groups, between the placebo group and the non-placebo, there was no difference between the amount of people that said they felt it and didn't feel it. Huh. So essentially, it's really, I guess, based on the person. So really, like, you shouldn't probably feel it or barely feel anything.
Now, were they using LSD or were they using mushrooms in these tests?
They're actually using like the chemical.
Isn't that shit like dangerous though?
Not really.
Doesn't it like put holes or something in your brain or
that's
something?
That's fucking old wives' tales, dude.
Okay, well.
I don't know.
Sign me up for LSD studies, I guess.
But I guess the thing I thought that was neat about this is that the one thing they did determine is that when you're microdosing, it does affect your time perception.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Because I have heard that when you're taking acid or mushrooms, uh-huh. that time seems to go by very slowly.
Yeah.
And then very fast. It's like, oh my God, it's only been 10 minutes. And then, oh my God, it's been 5 hours. Like that sort of like cycle of like your time perception can be like fucked with.
Half the reason we were a little bit late today is because I was microdosing.
He was microdosing all day. and he thought it was 7:02 and it was really 5.
What are you going to do?
And take a nap.
So, yeah.
So basically, well, what they had to do in the study is they would put a blue dot on the screen. In front of them.
How long has it been?
And they say, and then they would be like, push this button down as long as that blue dot was on the screen after it was gone. So, like, you watch this blue dot for however many seconds, then you push a button for that many seconds to match how long it was on the screen.
Oh, I figured they'd just have you, like, guess how long it had been up there or something.
No, that the people who are on LSD did a better job of allotting the correct amount of time that the blue dot was on the screen.
Versus the people who weren't?
Who were completely sober, yes. Huh. They said that they aren't sure if it's like the human brain under times things or what. But basically what that study has proved it is that a microdose can affect your brain without you feeling like you're tripping on acid.
Huh.
So what they want to do is now they want to do more studies that will use varying doses of microdosing to test things such as creativity, cognitive flexibility, and overall well-being to see if LSD can be used as a
dude,
as an enhancement of some sort or whatever.
What's crazy is that we're talking all these things that are just like premise right now. Eventually in the future, we're going to be like hooked up to fucking LSD pumps and just walking around with like 3D printed limbs.
I didn't.
Shit is going to happen.
I saw a story that Elon Musk said that he's working on a way to merge like humans and AI or some shit. Like,
we basically
hook your brain up to a computer.
Hey, guess what? You're already a fucking cyborg.
Right.
All right.
I actually had another story about ecstasy, but I'll touch on that a different week. I didn't have time to do the notes on it. Something similar, but with ecstasy.
That was a very interesting take on microdosing. What I've heard of microdosing was I guess that's pretty controversial.
Yeah, it was controversial.
But the controversial thing of people microdosing toxic things.
Oh, like bleach.
That's what I'm talking about. Who to try to like build immunities or something? I don't know.
It's like some
anti-vax shit.
I saw a thing where like this cult or not cult, whatever they are, was like having like a big gathering this past weekend about people to like drink bleach because it like cures them. Cures them of a bunch of
shit.
It
cleans out the toxins, dude. It's bleach.
Yeah, dude.
Just take a little capful. Like,
I remember when
stupid.
I remember when I was in high school. Yeah. There was this girl I knew that worked at the mall, and I just knew her because she worked at the mall. I was at the mall all the time. Like, she didn't go to our school, I don't think. And I would always talk to, because, you know, in our town, there wasn't much to do. People would go to the mall, walk around, talk to their friends who worked at the mall, whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember one time she was like, yeah, I need to pass this drug test. I've been smoking weed. But I, you know, my friend said if you put a cap full of bleach in a Diet Coke and you drink it, that you'll pass the drug test. And I did it. And I was like, you are stupid. Like, why don't you just not smoke weed and pass your drug test? So this isn't a new thing. This has been going on for years. But
did she pass her drug test?
Oh, I don't know. Dude, she probably died.
Jonas, she did not pass
her drug test.
She never saw her
in the mall again. I don't know what happened to her.
Oh, funny. Imagine that.
Yeah. But I think this study, and if they do this with LSD, I think this is a very good thing because there's a very negative stigma about LSD and what it even does to you while you're on it.
Are you like part of big LSD or some shit?
No. But like, you know, the movie's always portrayed as like, oh, you take LSD and all of a sudden you see fucking the Kool-Aid man busting in your house and you're going to jump off the roof because you see fucking animals chasing you and shit like that. I mean, this just proves that. That isn't necessarily true.
All right. Jonas is pro-LSD, I guess.
Oh, whatever, dude.
You can be honest, Jonas.
I'm pro any drug that if you do it right, I guess. Pro crack if you can.
I'm pro heroin as long as you get the right vein. Getting my old track mark.
Oh, we're fucking at Content ID, man. So there goes your fucking.
They didn't even hear my phone call.
I did.
I know you did. This makes me think about like when we were having our Fermi paradox talk.
Oh God, dude.
There is going to come a time where we discover the right dosage of the right chemical that is going to have a change on us as a race. It may not be this LSD thing, but we are going to find out. They say you only lose 10% of your brain power. We're going to find something that is going to unlock something in our physiology that is going to change us forever. I'm glad that we're still out there doing it. Scientific works with like platypus milk, and they were talking about the antibiotic effects of that.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Dude, they figured out that platypus milk has fucking some crazy strong antibiotic effect.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that they pass on to their young, and if we can use that in us, it's just crazy.
I get what you mean. Like all of a sudden they're gonna be like, if you mix orange juice and fucking bleach.
Hell yeah, Jonas!
You fucking you do 2 shots 3 times a week for a month. Next thing you know, you can fly.
You know what? No bullshit. That right there, the whole just bleach thing that just happened. That's not the only time. I fucking walk out of my room late because I was microdosing. Jonas is sitting on the couch wearing a goddamn tie and a shirt. I'm like, what the fuck are the chances?
This wasn't planned.
It was not. I was just like, I'm gonna wear a tie and a button down today. I walk out, this motherfucker's in a tie and a button down. I'm like, Jonas,
great minds.
We should get married.
Nope.
But yeah, eventually we're gonna be superheroes, dude.
But you know what? It kind of reminds me of that movie, like Limitless. You ever seen that?
I have not.
Basically, something like that. They have, like, here, you can take this, and you can unlock more of your mind or whatever. Mm-hmm. It ends up having really bad results. I mean, obviously, because with infinite power becomes it becomes infinite responsibility. People with, like, the wrong ideals or that can't handle that sort of, like, power or ability. Oh, yeah,
because the first person that finds it out ain't going to share that with everybody.
Well, dude, or, like, even if you all of a sudden you can shoot fire out your hand, dude, you're going to set a bunch of shit on fire because you're an idiot. Like, I mean...
I mean, sure. In fact, it may have already happened, Jonas.
Dun, dun, dun. What do you mean?
There might already be somebody out there who knows about the secret serum that turns us into X-Men.
Oh, dude, yeah.
And they're not sharing it with us. And we don't know about it because the Rothschilds have it in Fort Knox.
What a stingy fucking bitch who has the fire serum.
I see you, Illuminati.
Wow. No, dude, don't. You're not their enemy.
I know. I want to join, dude. Oh, they need to let me in, dude.
I'm gonna get an email, the Crazy Town email.
What do you want me to do? You want me to offer some blood on cam? I'll do it, goddamn.
Pour it on testicles,
dude. Yeah, like, dude. I'm telling you.
Every episode, you have a blood feud. Anyways.
All right. So, do we got time?
We're at time, but we can do whatever you want, man.
Quick one.
Sure.
Can I do a quick one?
You can do anything you want.
All right, Jonas.
All right.
We all know.
Bonus content, folks.
Bonus. Go ahead, Jonas. Like, do a song or something, dude.
It's the bonus time because it's here. I got two people talking about fear.
Yeah.
Is your story about fear?
It is not.
Damn it.
We all have heard about the dog that saved the family from the burning house by running up the
Lassie?
Street. By running up the street and barking at the cops, right?
I guess. Is this like an old wives' tale or like a like one specific story?
You're familiar with the premise.
Oh, like
right?
Lassie and shit. Like,
I mean, yeah, okay, yeah. But we all can visualize that dog running up.
Oh, yeah.
I must save
what
the boy.
What is it, boy? What is this? Timmy in the Well?
Exactly. Like,
yeah, I got you, yeah.
Jonas, I'm here to tell you about the Hero Cat.
Oh, dude. You know what? This is a great way to end the fucking podcast.
Palate cleanse.
That's what I wanted. Last week we cleansed it with. Thieves stealing cop tires this year. It's a Hero Cat.
It's the Hero Cat.
All right.
So, Alberta, Canada, 3:30 in the morning.
You would figure it would be a Canadian cat.
3:30 a.m.
Ooh,
a fire starts in a mobile home.
Aww.
The flames are blazing. There's a family, a mother, a father, and two kids.
Uh-oh.
None
that
of,
shit would burn up really quick, though.
Exactly, dude. Yeah. They're all asleep with nobody but their cat. I don't know its names. His name is Socks. Their cat Socks manages to wiggle into the door.
I think his name should be Prodigy because he's a fire starter.
Oh, you don't. That was a part of my joke at the end.
Oh, God damn it.
So anyway,
ruining it.
He wiggles his way into the parents' room. He jumps up on the bed and he bites the mother on the arm.
Wow.
Of course, she wakes up and she smells smoke. Oh my God, there's a fire in the house, Jonas.
Shit.
What are we going to do?
Get out.
They get the fuck out, Jonas. Nobody sustained any injuries, and the fire department was able to put out the fire before there was any major, major damage to their home.
10 seconds, because fucking mobile homes are like matchboxes.
Okay, well, I don't know if the house burned down or not.
It was just for a dramatic...
But the thing is, Jonas, is that cat probably started the goddamn fire.
He probably did.
His name should be Prodigy.
Dude, speaking of Prodigy, you see that guy died?
Who?
The fire starter guy.
This chair is super uncomfortable. Go ahead. The fire starter
guy? The guy who, the head lead singer of Prodigy. Yeah, with the hair.
Aww.
He's dead, dude.
That sucks.
Oh, wait, no, wait. Oh, shit. Was it him or was it Praga Khan?
Jonas, you know what? You gotta get your shit together.
Journalistic integrity is our forte.
All right, dude. I got to take this mask off.
All right. Let's go. That is all the time we have for today's episode. Please make sure to like us. Share us.
Make sure you like us.
Subscribe to our shit.
Sons of bitches.
We thank you so much for watching. Twitch.tv/CrazyTownMediaLive or our YouTube channel, Crazy Town Media. Or that's the same as on Twitter. Professionalism. It's a credit union.
Do not look at that, Jonas. That's private information.
But Crazy Town Media for YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. Check us out.
Please.
But for Jonas, for TNT Dynamite,
we test the clips.
Out.